drunk parents.
Go to your room. Mom needs another Cosmo.
Very drunk parents.
Nina loves me.
Neither does Santa.
Darling punk parents.
Chug, chug, chug.
Darling drunk parents.
Your parenting skills are crap.
Hey, hey, players. Welcome to episode 5 of Fairly Drunk Parents.
You can't pull that off.
Hey, hey, player.
You can't pull that off. No. You are a white male with privilege. You cannot pull that off.
Oh.
No.
You have to be
You sound like Leonard from Big Bang Theory when he's trying to do like that.
Huh?
You sound like Leonard from Big Bang Theory when he sounds... No, no. Yeah. And he's like, what was it, that or the player? I don't know. It was the player. Yeah. No. Don't.
Fine. And always, we're back after a 2-week hiatus.
Yes, yeah. Took a couple weeks off because
we're lazy.
No, nothing shit happens. Happened. We were busy. You understand.
Okay, if nothing happened, we won't have a podcast. If something happened, we would have had a podcast.
We were busy living life and not podcasting about
living
it.
Living life, fucking working 48 hours a week.
For the man.
And you're taking care of the kids for a couple hours a day while they're at school.
Fuck you.
Anyways, welcome back.
Okay, welcome back. It's November 14th.
Yeah, it's Saturday night. Whoa. Just you and me and
lock up your daughters. Group. We're going to hit it and quit it.
Such a lesbo. I'm enjoying a nice little root beer and rum.
And I am stone cold sober.
You're drinking coffee.
I'm drinking coffee because I'm tired.
Do you know what the name of this podcast is?
I do. And I put
You're not
my...
fairly caffeinated parents.
Should all parents need to be caffeinated too. Either drunk or caffeinated. No judgment
there.
You know
what? That's about all I drink.
Alcohol and
coffee.
Coffee
or alcohol?
Yes.
I'll have like juice once in a while.
Yeah.
I have water.
I'll have juice if it's got vodka in it.
I have water for lunch. I guess that's all.
Yeah, I don't drink enough water. I'd be in the bathroom all day. I'll drink juice if it's got vodka in it. That's about it. I'm still trying to recover from last Saturday night. My poor liver. I think it needs a few weeks off.
Oh, last Saturday. Whoa. That was epic. For both of us, I guess.
It was epic apart.
Yeah.
Apart epic.
I was not with you and I was having an epic time.
I was not with you and I was having an epic time.
We should spend more time apart.
We absolutely should.
You know what? There's this thing they call divorce now. We get one of those things.
We're too broke for divorce. Yeah, divorce is not cheap.
You're too broke.
Fuck you. What's half of yours is half of... No.
Fine. You're only getting half of my junk.
I
know
wouldn't
I mean.
Know how to split that up. I need a microscope.
Jesus
So what did you do last Saturday night?
Last Saturday? What did I do?
Saturday. Saturday.
Such a blur.
Saturday. Yeah, yeah. You weren't drunk. You were just... Deaf old man.
Yeah. So I went to a concert, a rock and roll concert.
Wow. Again, grandpa rock and roll. Really? Did you see the Beatles?
Metal. I guess you call it a metal concert.
Commodore. Yeah, I call
no,
it
not
metal.
Like, they don't sing like that.
Whatever.
The Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver.
The
legendary
ballroom.
Commodore Ballroom.
Like it. I just picture like people in the 50s and 40s. Like,
ballroom dancing. I don't think it's ever happened there.
What happened? Is that the one where the floor used to move?
Before they renovated it, was a really springy floor.
It's a shame they renovated it. That's probably what it had going for it.
Yeah, they kept, I don't know. They tried to do something with the floor this time when they renovated it.
No.
But I don't know. To me, it's just a floor.
It's just a floor. Sometimes a floor is just a floor.
Yeah. So I saw 3 inches of blood. Their final shows, because they're breaking up, because they're like, I don't know, they're not making money really.
Is that why they're breaking up?
Well, they have other projects they want to do and
separate?
That they're doing, yeah. And they're getting older and they want to do other things, right?
Getting older.
Whatever.
Well, they've got like RSPs to invest in and they got to get sensible jobs. Like, what?
The lead singer's a delivery driver just like me.
Oh, yeah. Does he deliver the world just like you?
I don't know what he does.
Okay.
And one of the guys works at a craft brewery place.
This is the thing. Isn't the band supposed to be the job? Aren't you supposed to just be all about the music?
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden you find out.
If you're playing pop or like R&B or stuff and you're like fucking, because that's super popular now. This rock and roll and stuff is not
that's
popular, so it's hard to make money. You have to tour all the time, right?
What about Guns N' Roses? Do you think all of a sudden lead singer of Guns N' Roses is like, I think I'm going to work for Pizza Hut?
It's way different than it was back in the 80s and stuff.
Back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Pretty sure GNR could still sell out, like, fucking BC Place now.
Yeah, but if you're up and coming, or, you know, you're sort of established, it's really hard to make money still, unless you're pop or R&B. If you're like metal or anything else, it's
if this is what you really want to do, then should you just keep doing it?
Yeah, some of them are in other bands, or they formed other bands, right? So they're still doing it. Just under different names. It's just hard to make money with that type of music, right?
I don't know. I mean, Led Zeppelin did it. They're not metal, but who metal-y
again,
bands.
That was the 70s. That was the 70s.
Okay, but there's still metal bands around now, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Big ones.
Iron Maiden. Painkiller. Who does Painkiller? What's the name of that band? Crap, the British metal band.
Crap, the British. Damn it.
Judas Priest.
They're
sort of around.
Are these really metal, though? Are they metal?
Yeah, they're... Oh, yeah. They're kind of... They're really... not all metal sounds like that, you know.
Does to me.
Jesus. Anyways, yeah, 3 Inches of Blood was the last final two concerts. They released tickets for the final concert back in June or whatever. So I was like, oh my God, I've never seen them. They're my favorite band right now.
Oh,
got tickets. A couple weeks later, they released... They're going to have another night. They're going to have two nights now. Last show is actually on a Sunday. I bought tickets for the Saturday.
Aww.
I was kind of annoyed.
Aww, Pumpkin. It's okay. You still came home with ringing in your ears.
Anyways, I went down there. It was
packed. Your picture
taken. Sold out both nights. A lot of people I talked to had tickets for Saturday and Sunday night.
You talk to people?
Yeah.
You never talk to people.
Dude, have you been to a concert? It's all buddy-buddy when you're at a concert like this.
Well, but you don't go with anybody. No, you go by yourself.
Like, you're like make friends with people beside you. I was up at the barricade, like right at the front.
Friends with people. You make conversation with them.
I made friends with the guy to the left of me. We decided, we're going to like squish up together so no one can get between us. Because lots of times people will try to squeeze up between us at the front. Like at the Tea Party concert I went to. Some
jackass.
It was a lady jackass.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Some cunt.
Yeah, she's like.
Say it.
She's like, I don't want to be a concert bitch, but can I get up like just beside you a bit so I can like see what's going on or whatever? Because she was shorter than me, right? I was like, yeah, sure, fine. And eventually, as this concert wore on, she kind of squeezed herself out, and I ended up standing like perpendicular to the stage. So I was like, my head was turned the whole time looking.
She just smacked the bitch up.
No. But then everyone around us was nice and stuff. I didn't want to just create a scene.
Fucking Canadians.
Anyways, concert was awesome. There was crowd surfing. I got booted in the head a couple times from crowd surfers, which was fine.
Blah, blah, blah. Let's move it along.
My ears were ringing, of course, because I was like, right, fine. I didn't bring any your plugs because I'm silly.
Meanwhile.
It was great. Everyone had a great time. It was like. Awesome. It was the best concert I've been to ever.
Meanwhile, back in my world, I had some friends over and we drank and played Cards of Humanity. Cards Against Humanity. That's right. Cards Against Humanity. Played. It's fucking awesome. We need to get that game. It's so
what do you
hilarious.
What's this game about?
You know what? I don't even remember because I was so fucking drunk. It was all I know is totally not politically correct. You need to be like 18 and over. And we totally have to play that again for sure. We have to get that game. That's awesome. And you have to play it
like
drunk.
It's like you get cards and you have to fill in the blanks or something like that, right?
It kind of like
Mad Libs.
Kind of.
Do you have an example?
I can't. I was so drunk. Oh, I don't know. Like you have cards. Everybody has like 10 cards, and then say one person reads this card like. So-and-so does so-and-so blank, 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 whatever, and then you have a series of answers on your cards, and then everyone else gives their answers, and the person who read the question has to judge the best answer.
Okay.
And then so whoever wins that gets to do the next question.
Okay.
But it was getting pretty...
So was it getting raunchy, or was it getting like...
Everything.
Un-PC?
Un-PC, as un-PC as you can imagine. Raunchy.
How many chicks were with you?
There was only three of us that night.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a couple bales, so there was only three of us, but it was
fun. What were you good. What were we drinking?
Two of us were drinking wine, and we were both completely blotto, and the next morning we looked like we were like something that could cut in a drain. And we're both like, how do we get so drunk on wine? We had 3.5 bottles between the two of us.
Two? Wasn't three people?
No, because the third friend was drinking exclusively rum and coke.
Oh, yeah, my rum.
Yes. She needs to replace it. call her husband up and remind her of that.
Yeah. I can't get a hold of her husband because he's playing Fallout 4 like 24/7. It's not working.
Yeah, well. So she and I had 3.5 bottles of wine between us. Wow. And it was red and white. So maybe that's red where that's maybe where we went wrong.
Red before white.
No. It's like wine before liquor, never sicker. Liquor before beer, never fear. Something like that. It's
white before red, you're going to be dead. I think that's
I don't know. I don't know what color I was drinking when. So, and then you
mix
were
them up in a bottle.
You were really awesome because she couldn't drive home. Yes. And so you got home at 1:30.
It was left 1:30. 2 o'clock to drive her home.
Yeah.
And
yeah, yeah.
I don't know what ears are installed.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like down the boonies, out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
They'll drop her off. Right?
Yeah, she's in the boonies right now. So, it was like 2:30 when you crawled in beside me when I was just like, oh, world is
like,
spinning.
Oh, I'm going to be sick. I'm not sick.
I was the next morning, though, once. But I'm too old for this shit. Holy cow. When it takes you.
That's why you're not drinking this weekend.
Exactly. Still. When it takes you a day and a half to get over a night of drinking. Oh, man.
I was all sore, too, from the concert. Standing all the whole time.
Oh, we were rough.
And all that stuff, right?
Oh, man. We were a rough bunch last Sunday morning.
I didn't.
Sure.
I really didn't want to drive home. I just wanted to go back to go to bed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, we were.
Anyways,
a rough
it was an epic night.
It was definitely, awesome. Definitely.
I went to the merch table. I bought a hoodie with some graphics on it. It was awesome, and a wristband too.
Oh God, wristband! It's not a wrist. It's like a.
I can't really wear it until I wear a short sleeve shirt, which won't be until like the spring.
Yeah, and I'm sure that your employer would love to see you wearing that.
What? I have to wear it. I have a wrist condition.
Oh God.
I jerk it too much. I have carpal tunnel. Christ.
Well, doesn't every man have that problem? So then the Saturday before that, we missed the podcast because it was Halloween.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Halloween.
So there was...
on a Saturday, so I was home.
On a Saturday, yeah. So there was four parents all together and...
Yeah, we did a group trick-or-treat.
6, 7 kids, something like that.
Yeah, they were like hyper as hell.
They were. They were hyper as hell.
Gwen and the boy were like running ahead of everybody.
The oldest son, they were running ahead of everybody. That was kind of funny. And it was basically a age range from 3 to 7, and the 3-year-old was really, he was doing his best to keep up. And you know, even when the group split up near the end of the night and three of us went one way and the other three went the other way, and he was like right at there. And then we tell them, okay, we're at the last two houses. And they were all like, last house. This is the last house. Let's make it count.
But they got a good haul.
They got an, oh, wow.
We bought extra plastic bags just to empty out their Halloween.
And, of course, Gabby was all, it's too heavy.
Dude, this is the whole point. You got to carry your loot.
Yeah, right. So for the second Halloween in a row, she gave you her pink pumpkin bucket. Yep. And just would go up to a house, trick or treat, and hold her hand out. I'm like, you're not panhandling on Granville Street, for Christ's sake. This is Halloween. Get your pink frickin' bucket up there with you. You want the candy, you carry the candy. Gabby, okay, so the day before Halloween at school, they had a Halloween parade and parties and stuff. So Gabby was dressed up as Elsa. And Gwen dressed up, Princess Aurora, Sleeping Beauty, right?
Aurora.
Yeah, Sleeping Beauty. Princess Aurora, Sleeping Beauty. Same thing.
Okay.
You don't know your princesses by now? Whoa.
Aurora's new. Wow, Sleeping Beauty, wasn't she? I have like black hair and just like slept there.
That's Snow White.
Sleeping
Sleeping Beauty is Sleeping Beauty. Blonde hair, Aurora. Her name's Aurora. Hmm. Just, she was always known as Sleeping Beauty.
You know, I don't really know that fairy tale or whatever they call it.
Anyway, so then come Halloween and Gabby's deciding she doesn't want to be Elsa and she decided to be the butterfly. So for 2 years in a row, again. You know, it was fine, though, because it's a nice warm costume.
Yeah.
So I was fine with that.
I'm glad it wasn't raining, though.
Yes. We definitely lucked out with the weather because it was raining in the afternoon. It was dry and clear for trick-or-treating. And then by like 10 o'clock, it was pouring with rain again. So we lucked out with there.
Typical of Vancouver weather.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's not Halloween if you're not covered in rain, really. Deal with a snow back east. But we always had to deal with the rain.
Of course, we took the parent tax in candy.
Yeah. All of a sudden, one third of their candy gone.
That's how you teach the children about taxes. Then you have to teach them about death later on.
Yeah, exactly.
With our dog about to. Yeah, dogs is.
Yeah,
dog
so.
Dog is
leaking.
Losing,
leaking. She's leaking fluid. And if you just think about what fluid she's going to leak of, yeah, she's leaking it down below.
Yeah, okay. She's kind of losing her bladder control.
Yeah. Well, we're not sure if it's a UTI or if it's incontinence.
UTI.
Bladder infection? Hello? Urinary tract infection?
Oh, all right.
Jesus Christ. So anyway, so she's on antibiotics right now, and but she's
so
still
gross.
Kind
she should lie there and it should just pee.
Piddle.
We won't notice it. And then she'll roll over and like her side of her back hindquarters are wet.
Yeah.
We couldn't figure that out for like a week. Like, what's
it wasn't that long. It wasn't that long, but it was a few days. And all of a sudden, we're like,
so
what?
We put like paper towels on her wet spot and smelled them. I was like, there's a little bit of pee smell.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. At first, like she'd leave a little wet spot. We thought it was drool because let's face it, she drools a lot.
She's a big dog. She drools.
And then you'd wipe it up and it didn't smell of anything. So, but clearly on her back leg. And then came Tuesday, and she was basically like a hydrant.
Oh, no.
She'd get up and it would just drip down from her. She wouldn't even know she was doing it. She had no clue what was going on. She would sit there. She'd stand there eating her breakfast or drinking water and it would just keep dripping out of her.
Ew.
So, yeah, that's why I called the vet and went, I got a dog that's leaking. So $309 later for a blood test, a urine analysis. And, okay, so this is how it broke and the antibiotics. This is how it broke down. So they charged us like $25 or $30 for the examination fee.
That's all right.
One of the tests was $135 and then a $15 collection fee.
What's a collect? What?
Because they have to collect the sample. And then the other one was like...
So how did they make her pee? Did she have to pee or just get a blood test?
No, she had a urine test, and one of the other tests was urine test, and that was like, I don't know. I wasn't there. They told me to go away for 20 minutes.
Oh.
It was leaking out of her. I don't think it was that hard to catch.
Okay.
And then second, the urine one also had like some sort of $15 collection fee. Oh. Then there was the antibiotics that were like $45. Then it was $15 in tax. Thank you, British Columbia. Fuck you, Christy Clark. $309. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for a dog.
All for us to tell that she may or may not have a bladder infection because nothing showed up in the $150 worth of blood work.
Anyways, Lacey's loving it because she's getting pills with peanut butter on it.
Oh, God. She's been a trooper. Even when the pill falls on the floor, she'll just pick it up and eat it. So, because when she was younger, getting medicine into her God. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
oh, speaking of pain in the butt. Speaking of pain in the butt, she had to have her temperature taken. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she yelped at that. I was in charge of keeping her head still. I was at that end. Thank God. I was at that end. And the vet, another new vet, really nice guy. Really nice guy. Nice to meet you. And stick this, on note shine. Oh, and then she went,
next time you're not feeling well, can I take your butt temperature?
Oh, please.
I got a special thermometer.
Your tongue? Exit only. Exit only. Exit only. You're adorable.
That's not what your chocolate starfish says.
Exit only.
So how old's Lacey now? She's like
14.
A dog's like 14.
Yeah, we figure about that.
13, 14.
Yeah.
She's bigger dog, so she's probably.
There was a chart in the vet. So it's not just like, 7 years equals blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It also depends on the breed and the size of the dog. So according to the chart, I think she's like 88 or 90 in human years.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Wow. We should get her on like fucking Medicaid or Blue Cross or something.
Yeah. It's a bit too late for insurance. CPP.
OAP.
Jesus. Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. It's too late for pet insurance.
So when do we call it quits on her?
I don't know yet. Let's not have that conversation right now, okay?
Okay. Let's happier topics.
Happier topics.
Okay. Let's see. Angela has picked out an awesome blog for us to have a look at today.
Judgy Wedgie. Got my judgy pants on. Oh, Jesus. We had a picture.
Name for this segment. What did I do with that name?
Judgy Wedgie was a bear? I don't know. Where we pull these friggin' blogs apart.
Fucking headphones. I need a bigger desk.
Yes, yes. Click that PayPal button on our website.
Oh, yeah.
GoFundMe.
fairlydrunkparents.wix.com/fairlydrunkparents.
Oh, that's not too wordy.
I know. If I loosen the purse strings, I can buy, you know, their web domain and just have fairlydrunkparents.com.
Why is it you always loosen the purse strings for your shit but not for anything else?
This is our shit.
So loosen it.
This is the people's shit.
So loosen your bowels and your purse strings and let's go.
Yeah, it's cheap. It's pretty cheap. I should do that.
You're cheap too, and I do.
Check out their website. It's yes. Got our latest episode and archived episodes, the classic F&A podcast episodes. The whole six or seven.
No, not even, like three.
It's got whatever. It's got a donate button. PayPal donate if you want to donate.
Oh,
sorry for us.
We do have two children. We have to put through beauty school.
Her legs are in pain. Like she has arthritis, and it's really hard for her to get up nowadays. Especially with the hardwood floors, there's no grip. I got an Amazon click through account somewhere. I got to link that to the webpage too. Anyways, while we're on the topic, you can email us at fairlydrunkparents@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook at
Fairly Drunk Parents
and Twitter at FD Parents. Yeah, FD. I want to say .com, but it's not. At FD Parents at Twitter.
At Twitter. At the Twitter.
At the Twitter.
If you're going to email us, don't bother with the hate mail because I'll just shred you to bits.
Any kind of email would be great.
I will shred your asshole.
Okay, you don't even check the email. I check the email.
Then I will shred.
Just email us.
Sure, go for it.
For like attention.
To shred your emails.
Yeah. You know, shred your asshole. I'll be dressing all slutty for these podcasts and, you know.
Slutty?
Just get, attract more listeners.
No one needs to see that. I don't need to see that.
Sexy voice.
Your stewy panties are enough.
Angela. Ooh, I can't wait till we get some extra people in our relationship here to have them listen to us to talk.
We already have two extra people. They're upstairs.
But they're asleep.
Thank God for that.
Angela picked out a blog for us to have a look at today. Some silly little blog. In a segment we like to call. What are we calling it? Blogs are cussed. Like Toys R Us, blogs are cussed.
Okay. That's what we're calling that segment, really?
Wow. Well, it's either that or whip you a new blog or Tumblr Rumbler, which is kind of silly.
Yeah.
So blogs are cussed.
Okay.
With the backwards R.
This is, of course, this is the segment where we pull it apart. What are we pulling apart tonight?
What'd you find, honey?
Breastfeeding past the age of like two.
Extended breastfeeding.
Extended breastfeeding.
Hey, I do that still.
There's no feeling.
Oh, yeah.
You know how I feel about breastfeeding. If he can chew a steak, he's too old to have the tit.
Oh, jeez.
Seriously. Horrible. You know how I felt about breastfeeding? I hated every single fucking minute of it, so I didn't do it. And I was like, bring on the formula. Awesome. Hated it. And no, I didn't
think that affected our kids, you think?
No.
Brent seems normal. Gabby's
brilliant.
Almost normal.
Eh. One out of two ain't bad. So what? Well, you're sitting in front of it.
Okay, so what?
I'm old. I need glasses.
She sent me the link here.
Yeah.
Extended breastfeeding. The normal behind nursing an older child.
Oh, God. Look at this picture. He looks old enough to drive a car. Does she have a mustache? What is that?
Well, it's just a
shadow. Oh, come on.
Anyway, we're looking at a picture with this lady's halter top pulled up and like...
Oh.
Kid must be...
Four. He's he looks like he's wearing a wife beater, and he's just tugging at her halter top and just sucking on it, just like going to town on it, like it's a fucking Orange Julius.
I know, she's like,
oh my God.
So
really?
Yeah, her oldest child nursed until she was six.
Oh Lord, I gotta go home for recess. I gotta sick my mama's teat. Really? Or did she come to school and just whip it out in the parking lot? Yeah.
Looks like she has three kids.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What? Why? There is no new...
Breastfeeding past the age of two isn't really for a child's main source of nourishment.
It's not supposed to be dessert? It's not supposed to be a main source of nourishment past the age of 12 months, but you're still getting some benefits while your child is now on solid food. But past the age of two, are you fucking kidding me? It can come up to
you. Nursing older children looks like many things. It looks like comfort after a sibling squabble.
Idiotic.
Healing for a broken arm.
Go to the doctor.
Distraction for stitches in a cut toe.
Watch where you're going.
And it may have looked like something finally staying down in an upset tummy.
Staining my upset tummy.
Staying down an upset tummy.
Gross, dude. Take some Pepto-Bismol and call it a day. If the kid can crawl into your lap and undo your blouse and unhook your bra.
Oh, jeez.
Like, how is this not even, like, a pedo? Like, come on. Okay, it's not a pedo because it's your mom. But seriously, do you not remember what you were doing at the age of six? Because I have memories from the age of six. And if one of them was breastfeeding my mother, there ain't enough therapy in this fucking world. I'm telling you right now, Freud himself could not heal me.
Why don't you go downstairs and try breastfeeding?
Jesus Christ. Because they're on the floor right now, probably. Fucking hell.
So here's a typical day in an extended breastfeeding.
Oh my God.
Mother's Day.
Oh my God.
Let's see. 7 a.m. Sleeping next to a 3-year-old.
Oh, of course, because
reels
she breastfeeds, so
pajamas.
She sleeps in the same bed. Why not?
Reels from an opening in her pajamas and grabs a morning sip.
Oh my God.
For about 5 minutes. Wow. 8 a.m. breakfast.
The other tit?
Regular food, it looks like. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
9 to 11 a.m., playing around, nothing.
Playing around with her tits?
Making, I don't know. Jeez.
Fucking hell. Oh, my God. How saggy must your tits be?
Mom's on the phone. It's time for nursing. She's just sitting there. Let's go up and suck a titty.
Absolutely. It's okay if you're talking to your best friend. What's that noise in the background? It's my 7-year-old having lunch. Friendship over. Oh, wow. God.
Lunch, 12:30. Snuggle with mom. Read a book and nurse for 5 to 15 minutes.
Oh, God. Ew.
2:30 in the afternoon. Waking up after a nap, a little disoriented, is a perfect time for a milky snack.
Okay, that sounds like a scene from a rapey.
Why doesn't she just like pump into a bottle and let them drink it?
Oh, because it's all about no. It's not just about what they're getting out of the boob. It's the whole closeness of the actual skin to skin contact. It has nothing to do with what's coming out of her tit. It's the fact that you like exactly. Oh, I mean, like I would fucking smack its head off of me. The other day. The other day, my 4-year-old comes up and honks my tit. I'm like, don't ever touch my boobs again.
Did she make the honk honk noise?
Yes. She grabbed my tit and went honk honk. And I said, that is not acceptable. Get away.
That's totally acceptable. I would do something like that.
That's because you like...
Honk honk.
Yeah, but you like to see them naked and touch them. That's fine. And my 4-year-old come on, honk honk. Don't get away. This is not on the menu for you. This has not been on the menu for 4 years. Get the hell out of my boobs. Oh, my God.
You think they even know about nursing?
No, because I didn't do it.
Seven and four?
I didn't do it. No. Huh. Proud Formula Feeder since 2008. You want to send me some hate mail on that? You can fuck yourself. Jesus Christ.
What else here? Let's see. 4:15 in the afternoon. Reading a book in the rocking chair and 15 minutes of nursing.
Like, who has this kind of time? So, obviously, she doesn't work outside of the house.
No.
Because she's got to breastfeed the neighborhood. So, what happens? Her husband comes home and goes, honey, I'm kind of thirsty. Take off your shirt.
So, do you think the father nurses too?
It sounds pretty perverse. Yeah, I'm pretty sure during sex he probably just takes a tit in his mouth and starts slurping.
That's probably why she's extending this nursing thing.
So their husband?
Her man. Like a proper wife should.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, she is not doing it for her husband. Her husband sounds like to me, her husband is the absolute last thing on her mind. She's all about children. If her husband was any sort of priority, she wouldn't be doing this. I'm going to say that right now. No, I'm going to put that right out. No. She gives a shit about her husband. Seriously. Because obviously her tits are on the floor now. Because she's been breastfeeding since 1992. So she needs
science says the IQ could be a few points higher when you're nursing an older child.
Sounds like her IQ was a few points too low. Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. All of a sudden she's a scientist. Oh, okay. Again, what do you think Freud would have to say about this?
Oh, jeez.
I can't even.
That's just crazy. I can't imagine doing that.
I don't want
to imagine doing that.
No.
Oh, jeez.
Jesus. All right. Let's get that image out of our head.
Oh, gross. Okay, let's talk about my mom then.
Oh, fuck.
Haha. So I was over there a couple weeks ago nursing.
Nursing a beer, maybe.
Jesus. My mom's great and all.
No, she's not.
No, she's not.
She's not.
But she pesters me so much.
She's fucked up.
I feel bad for her. So she's on her own in this apartment, right?
Because she brought it on herself.
She hasn't like completely unpacked. She's got like boxes stacked
7 years ago.
In like one corner of the living room. Her bed is full of clothing. And she sleeps on the couch.
Wow.
And she has issues with squirrels coming in and peeing. Apparently they're peeing everywhere, right?
Which is such bullshit.
I can't smell any pee or whatever she's
squirrels don't pee in the house. Anyways, squirrels don't come in your house.
And she's pestering like the landlord and the management company of the building about the squirrel pee and getting a new screen door on her balcony and all this other crap. Oh, my God.
Is that why they want to evict her? Because she's cuckoo?
Probably.
Yeah.
And I don't know. She's been paying her rent on the 4th for like years now, and apparently now they have an issue with that.
No, dun dun dun. On the 4th? Well, what's wrong with the 1st?
She's got her pension money and stuff comes in on the 4th or something like that. I'm like, dude, adjust your finances so you can pay it on the 1st.
Yeah.
No, it's not that hard.
No. You shouldn't have to tell a 66-year-old woman that.
But, oh, my God. I don't like talking to her because she just goes on and on about herself. And I'm like, okay, yes. Oh, that's cool. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Dude.
Jesus.
So I haven't talked to her in like a week and a half.
No, it's been a couple of weeks at least.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
So she calls like every day. I'm like,
multiple times a day.
I either forget to call her back or I'm too busy or I don't give a fuck.
You don't forget at all.
Delete voicemail, don't give a fuck.
There's no forgetting.
So when she can't reach me, she tries to call Angela's phone. And she
Delete.
Like that either. So I'm like, oh.
Delete.
So I don't know. She's finally talking to her daughter. Because I don't know how that happened. They fight all the time. Now my sister has a kid. So my mom's all like, oh, I want to see the kid. I said, can I come over and see the kid? And of course, she doesn't get along with
the boyfriend?
The boyfriend of my sister. The baby daddy of my sister.
There we go. Your sister's baby daddy.
My mom doesn't get along with my wife, so.
Bitch.
Yeah. What?
I'm a bitch, apparently.
Okay, sure.
Whatever. I'm not, but. hey, the only thing that all of us have in common is your mother.
Yeah.
So, which is why it's not us, it's her. But go on.
So anyways, I talked to her today after a week and a half, after her calling me like every freaking day, leaving messages. And, you know, wasn't anything, it wasn't an emergency or anything.
Of course
it
wasn't.
It was just like the normal crap. Like, why
would I call? This is worth pestering? 18 I know I should call
my,
2 days?
My parents every so often, right?
Yeah.
Be a good child, but good son.
Yeah. But not like there's any inheritance.
I know. What's the point? I mean, I appreciate all they did for me when they were together. When they were divorced, they didn't do much. My dad didn't do much for me.
No. He was pretty lousy.
My mom was all right for a while. She was fine until I moved out.
Until she forced you to move out?
No, she didn't force me. I just didn't want to live with her. I was like fucking 17. I was like, I was 18 or whatever. I don't.
You told me that when you moved out of that house and she got an apartment, she made sure it was a two-bedroom apartment. There was no room for you. You were forced out.
Yeah, it was too.
Thank you. It wasn't your choice. It was hers.
I must have moved out before they moved. Yeah, because I helped.
You had to
move, but I wasn't moving my stuff.
You had to move out because the new place she was moving into was two bedrooms. That's what you told me.
No, I must have moved up before that.
So you lied to me.
I can't remember.
Well, you just wanted to live with your whore anyway.
Who doesn't want to live with a whore?
Well, apparently you wanted to live with a whore, and then my ex wanted to live with a whore. You all wanted to live with a whore. Now she's got some fat loser.
Anyways, yeah, so my mom was crazy. She's like...
Certifiable.
She has like plants everywhere, like pots of plants, and on
too much oxygen. Ooh, too much oxygen. It's a bad thing. You can have too much of a good thing, you know.
Half of them are dead, though.
No comment.
Anyways, oh, I don't know what to do with her.
No comment.
I don't wish ill will on her, but it'd be easier if she wasn't around. I'm such a bad person.
No comment. So what are you watching on TV these days?
Fuck. Well, let's talk about your fucking disaster today. Your culinary conundrum.
Yeah. It wasn't even a Pinterest fail this time. This was a recipe cut out from
a published magazine.
Canadian Living. Fuck you. I tweeted that your recipe
sucks.
You
somehow screwed up.
I followed it to the letter, and it still fucked up. I was making seafoam, which is like, you know, that chocolate bar, Cadbury's Crunchy. It's the yellow seafoam in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love that chocolate bar. The kids didn't get any of those for Halloween. And so they had a recipe for the seafoam, so I was going to make the seafoam, and then I was going to melt some chocolate and dip it into it and make my own Cadbury Crunchy.
Oh, okay.
So the first part was easy. It was great. I was melting sugar and... corn syrup and water. So that was fine. Yep. Then the next part was to take it off the stove, add in baking soda and vanilla, just whip it into a frenzy.
Baking soda made it real bubbly then.
Exactly.
Okay.
Whip it into a frenzy and then stick it in the pan as fast as possible, not to overmix. Okay. Well, that was it. It just all went to hell in a handbasket. The pot I used was not big enough, and I thought it was definitely a big enough pot. It wasn't.
It's a big pot.
What is that, like a 6 or 8 liter pot at least? Even bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a 12 liter pot. Wasn't big enough, and it overflowed.
It was like a
It
was like a volcano in a kid's science experiment.
Yeah.
It was like bubbling up.
It was just bubbling up all over the sides of the pot onto our counter. You know, finally, we got it into the pan. I don't know what happened because all of a sudden, all it tasted was burnt.
Yeah,
it was burnt. It ruined the pot. That's now in the garbage. It ruined two spoons that are now in the garbage.
Oh.
No, three spoons. Three. Fucking hell, yeah. I had to throw three out.
But yeah, I tasted it.
It was awful.
It tastes like burnt. I've never tasted anything so burnt before.
No, okay, that's an exaggeration.
No,
I've burned other things
before.
Burnt
sugar is the worst taste.
It was like when you burn a marshmallow, and multiply that by ten.
Oh yeah.
And then it stunk every room up in this house. I think only now does it stop smelling. I don't know. Yeah. We've been in this room for an hour, yakking our faces off. So I don't know if it still smells. So, and of course, that went into the organics bin. So, complete waste of ingredients. And
you throw out that pot too?
I had to throw out the pot. It was like cement on it.
It was a copper bottom pot.
Well, it's gone now. It's gone now. And so I tweeted to Canadian Living. Basically, I followed your recipe and it sucks. Hashtag recipe fail. I couldn't fit in there because stupid Twitter and its character limit. God damn it.
140 characters.
Jesus, they really need to expand that.
No, that's what Twitter's all about, though.
I know, keeping it short and succinct, but you know how many times I've had to edit a tweet go back and take something out? Even like a couple periods, abbreviate, instead of spelling it out and just to get it in there. And I was going to do like hashtag, can you pay me back? But I ran out of characters. Dang it. So another recipe fail. Not a Pinterest fail, but a Canadian Living recipe fail.
You should have had me help you. I would have saved it.
How? I didn't do anything wrong.
Have you seen my last name? Oh, Chef.
But I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, sure. You just burnt it, that's all.
I followed it. I didn't cook it longer than it said to. I cooked it on the temperature it said to. Well, whatever. It's done. What's done is done. Yeah, and now I don't have any chocolate to eat, so I'm a little annoyed.
Yeah, the kids are all out of their Halloween candy now. All I have is like lollipops. So nasty.
Yeah. I think maybe I'm PMSing. Anyway, on that note, I think we're going to close up this one.
That's it for this episode. We'll try and come back next week with some more stuff to talk about, like our favorite fall TV shows that we've discovered.
And
some
why.
Some older ones we've discovered.
Yep.
Maybe we'll talk about our next vacation.
Why a cruise is better than an all-inclusive.
All-inclusive is better than a cruise.
Now we're two against two.
Two's against
the twos that are sleeping upstairs. One's on my side, one's on your side.
They should be both on my side.
Why?
I'm the better parent.
Excuse me?
I'm the better parent.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, when I was burning the sea foam.
I believe Gabby said,
when?
Mommy doesn't like me, or mommy's annoying me.
What, today?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she
yesterday
says
too. Says that every day, pretty much.
No, she does not. First of all, she does not say that every day. Second of all, she says that about you just as often as she says it about me.
I say that about you. Angie's annoying me.
Fuck off, Frank. I say that pretty much every day.
It's because it's alliterative. It's fun to say.
Fuck off, Frank.
Fuck off, Frank.
Fuck off, Frank.